The thing is, I don't know. I'm really thinking about going back to local and reaching out to local people and seeing who wants to come to worship time and Bible study. And the thing is, what my desire is to have freedom of worship and to have the Holy Spirit be a part of it without Him, because I don't like it when people call the Holy Spirit Him and it. So, anyway, I just want to, you know, really press in and see, where are we supposed to be? Do we need to just scale it back and do home worship? Do we need to let somebody else take over the ministry as we transition into other things that the Lord may have for us?
Wow.
Because I definitely still want to be involved in a worship time and in a Bible study time, but I feel like we're drowning. Or do I need to, you know, kind of squeeze out a little tiny bit of time for these VOIP programs and spend more time doing, preparing for Bible study or worship or whatever it is, and maybe having Todd do the same thing? I don't know. We definitely, you know, we could use a lot of prayer. I mean, because what we wanted to do was real. This wasn't some, okay, this is a little playground and this is our little teen talk or this is our little Skype thing and we're going to just play at this and we're not going to be serious. And, you know, sometimes though, after a whole hard week, it's been definitely tiring. I've felt exhausted and it's like, ugh. You know, so I just wonder, while I'm trying to do all this mobility, you know, should I give the reins to somebody else? Or, I mean, and it's really not mine to give. It's probably Todd or, you know, the Lord and Todd or something, you know. And I'm just talking because I really don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. The one thing that really just dismays me, though, you know, I spent a lot of time believing, okay, well, these people have done nothing but talk bad about me and to all the other people on Skype in the Skype community and shared with them how much drama we were and this and that, and we're trying to really do this ministry, and I feel like that has made a mark. And because people believe these influential people, our ministry has been cut into deeply, and yet they won't take it back. They just keep spreading it. And, well, I could talk about how much that hurts me, but you know what? It's really not about me. It isn't. It's all supposed to be about God. And I know about how people have gone to mission fields, and at first the tribe's people would kill the different missionaries, and then other missionaries would come along, and then the tribe's people or different peoples would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and finally understand and really be sold out to Him. You know, I'm an American. I probably don't know 1/10 of what it's like to be a real sold-out Christian, and maybe I need to learn. And I would like to learn, so I know that we have it real good so far. I mean, we're losing our freedoms of speech. We're losing our freedoms of religion. And all that good stuff. We're losing our freedom to have fun because of insurance fare and blah, blah. But, yeah. Just a lot of prayer and a lot of thinking and I don't know, you know, I try to tell people, and, you know, they come to me, and I thought, okay, well, come up here and teach on audioboo since people have been coming to me and this and that, and that hasn't always been received well. It's either been thought of as rants or like me talking about people or whatever, when actually that couldn't be further from the truth. I may have talked about what different people have done, but it's more behaviors that I'm talking against, not people. I'm not here to hurt people or knock them down. I was actually trying to build people up and trying to push people to go a different direction. But, continuing on the same route and the same vein is probably the path of least resistance. And that may sound snarky, but it's true. We don't always want to change, and I don't want to change either. And it's hard for me to let go, and anyway, I just would like to know what to do. I want to have worship and keep worship in our lives. I want to go to worship. I don't know. It just seems like it's going more and more and more down and down and down. Kind of like, oh, well, okay, I think we're a boy. And we may not have done everything right, but we've tried. And it's just been, you know, we haven't had time to get everybody all their TT files. And I think about that, and it's just so much like work and stress. Holy crap, I think I'd rather do a bunch of class homework than sit there and do that. Just to be real. Trying to make all these TT files and half of them don't work anyway. So, yeah, it's a little bit roar. That's all I know how to say. Oh, dear. It's frustrating. I don't know. Not to complain, just kind of being real. If anybody, if, you know, and then what kind of what I've been thinking is if a lot of people think we're drama, then what's the use? I just want to go and worship the Lord and be in freedom and be around people that love me and that believe in me and are going to forgive. And if there is no forgiveness, then it's kind of like, I feel like saying, well, goodbye. Goodbye. Not goodbye to everybody here on Audio Boom, of course, but goodbye to people that want to keep doing the hurt that keeps on hurting and all that good junk. I just want to pray and seek the Lord. I hope you'll seek the Lord with me. I want a deeper relationship with Him. I want to be on a deeper level. And I'm not even very consistent with quiet times, and shame on me, but anyway, it's truth. I'm not going to lie. I'm not this great holier-than-thou or even holy person that I'm a struggling human being just like the rest of you. I just happen to want to have worship at my house. I just happen to want to have a Bible study at my house. I just happen to want to follow Jesus Christ, bumping along the path. And I hope